Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Mark, the 10th chapter, the 46th through the 52nd verse, the healing of the blind Bartimaeus, be found on page 47 in your New Testament Pew Bible. They came to Jericho, and as he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be to God.
Who is legally blind, and he started losing his vision in his early 20s, and I think now he's 60 or probably even older than 60, and he can see enough to say if you're in a light or a dark room, he can tell you if the lights are on or off, but that's about the limit of his vision. That's all he can see. And I've noticed when eating with him that he eats based on touch. He kind of, you know, just feels his way around a plate more than he doesn't really see what he's doing. And whenever you take him somewhere, you got to give him an arm to kind of guide him wherever he goes. And but he's a very generous man, a very, very charitable man, and just wants to do what he can. He's not the type to kind of feel sorry for himself because of his challenges, but he's a very giving man. And his wife described him to me. She said, although he's legally blind, he sees with his heart better than some see with 20/20 vision. And I remember that often. She said, he sees with his heart better than people, you know, with 20/20 vision see with their eyes. And she was saying he might not see with his eyes, but he sees in another way. Now, in Jesus' story, which we just heard here, he encounters someone who's blind. Bartimaeus is his name. Jesus is coming to Jericho. And there by the side of the road is Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is without sight, and so he's begging. He hears that Jesus is coming along the way, so he shouts out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." They tell him, "Be quiet." He shouts even louder, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." But before Jesus meets Bartimaeus, he encounters someone who's blind too, but maybe in a different way. Now, I was walking along the sidewalk a week ago, and pushing our baby in the stroller, and it was along Riverside at Ball State, and there's a place where the sidewalk takes a little turn around a tree. Now, what was different for me that day, and I know you realize you're probably saying, "Oh, Pastor, this is fascinating. There's a sidewalk that goes around a tree here," but I have a point here. You know, I was pushing the stroller around the tree, and you know, negotiated that little turn, you know, not much of anything, And I thought to myself, you know, I've walked this sidewalk, you know, half a dozen times or so. I've walked past this, but I thought, this is the first time I noticed that this sidewalk goes around this tree. You know, I realized in the past, I thought I just kind of, you know, wasn't even thinking about it and just kind of, you know, walked along the sidewalk and didn't really, but for the first time I noticed, I thought, huh, you know, I've walked this way so many times, but this is the first time I've actually ever seen this, you know, where I say, huh, you know, this sidewalk makes a little turn around the tree. And I thought, you know, in a way, I'm kind of blind. Kind of like this guy here. You know, I'm just not always aware, just not always conscious. I just kind of sleepwalk through a lot of things. And we all do this, don't we? I mean, you can't be completely dialed into everything you see and notice in this world, but it can go deeper, can it? I say, for example, I'm having a conversation with a friend, and I'm talking about sports, and I say, oh, did you see the game, that World Series game that went on all those extra innings? Wasn't that really something? And all the while, my friend has got his head down, and he's saying, you know, gosh, work is really hard, and things in the family are, they're not going well. And I'm going, wow, 18 innings, did you see that game? Man, that was really something. That was amazing. And my friend is like, oh, gosh, life is hard. Maybe I'm just not seeing what's going on with my friend. I'm just so caught up in whatever I'm caught up in that I don't notice that my friend is in pain or that my friend is in need. I don't really see what's right there in front of me. We all do this, don't we? We all do this. Your family member is having problems. All the signs are there. The complaints, the family member saying, you know, I've got this problem and I'm really struggling with this, but you don't listen. I've talked with couples many times that are having challenges, and the guy will say, I didn't know we were having problems. I thought we were okay. And I think, buddy, you got to open your eyes here. You got to wake up to what's happening all around you here. You're blind to the needs that are right within your own family. Well, we can all be blind in a way. We can all, in a way, not see what's going on around us. Well, right before the story of Bartimaeus here, Jesus is with his disciples, and we didn't read this part, but it's right here in the same chapter. Jesus is talking about his suffering to his disciples. He gathers his disciples and he says, hey guys, you know, I'm going to go to Jerusalem, and I'm going to be rejected, and I'm going to be condemned, and I'm going to die. And so he's talking about this journey of humility and suffering that he's about to undergo. And then right after that, James and John, two of his disciples, come to him and they say, Jesus, we want something from you. And Jesus is not willing to hand out a blank check at this moment. So he says, what do you want? And he says, we want to sit at your right and your left in your glory. So basically what they were asking for is kind of like in that culture, you know, those were the most prominent positions. You know, it's like, okay, we want to sit at the head table at your inauguration banquet with you, Jesus. We want to be vice president and secretary of state with you. You know, we want the number one and two positions right behind you, Jesus. Now, the rest of the disciples, they hear that James and John have asked this, and they have a big fight here. And it basically, the fight goes, I think I'm the most important. Come on, really, it's clearly me. I mean, they're, you know, this big fight about, you know, who's the most important one of them. And so, you know, we read this, we read this story and we say, you know, come on, guys, open your eyes. And this is just after Jesus has talked about suffering and rejection and this path of humility that he has to take. And here it is, they're jockeying for who's the one going to get the brass ring on the merry-go-round here. You know, they're asking themselves who's number one and all of that. So right after this, though, that's when Jesus meets Bartimaeus. He encounters this blind person. Bartimaeus is reduced to begging. Think about it, in that culture, there's no disability or anything like that. And so if you have a significant disability like that and you can't work, that's what you're left to is begging. So Bartimaeus is in his usual spot there along the side of the road begging. He hears that it's Jesus that's coming along. So he cries out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the people hush him. You know, they're saying, hey, you're making a scene here. We've got this important visitor coming into town, and you're making this loud noise. Why don't you be quiet, Bartimaeus? Bartimaeus yells even louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus invites him over. Now, when Bartimaeus calls him Son of David, that's a title for Messiah. You know, he's saying son of, descendant of King David is what he's referring to him. So Bartimaeus is saying, okay, I know you're the Messiah. I know you're the Savior. And he asks for mercy. Now, when you ask for mercy, and the word that he uses, eleison, could also be asking for pity, you know you're coming empty-handed. I mean, this is sort of the same plea of the teenager who has wrecked the family car and comes home and says, Mom and Dad, I'm really sorry. I was looking at my phone instead of the road, and I wrecked the car. I've totaled it. I've messed up. Please forgive me. And that's a plea for mercy. It's the plea of the guy before the judge when he knows he's done the wrong thing. He's pleaded guilty, and he's asking the judge, he's saying, please give me a gentle sentence, show some mercy here. That's what Bartimaeus is asking. He's saying, Jesus, show me mercy here. Show me mercy. I'm coming to you empty-handed. I want your mercy. He knows who Jesus is, and he's just pleading simply for mercy. And he asks with persistence. He's not willing to be hushed up. He's willing to yell above the crowd, to raise his voice above the sound of the crowd so that Jesus will hear him. He's willing to keep asking even as others tell him to be quiet. And so Jesus calls Bartimaeus to him. And he says, what do you want me to do for you? And he says, teacher, let me see again. And Jesus says something real interesting to me here at this point. He says this. He says, your faith has made you well. And then it says the man regained his sight and started following Jesus along the way. Now, I've been sort of scratching my head over this all week, this phrase, your faith has made you well. And this is something that Jesus says several times in healing circumstances. And I scratch my head over that a little bit because I think, isn't it Jesus the one who made him well? If this guy could have made himself well by his own faith, he would have. But Jesus says, no. He says, your faith has made you well. But think about the larger story. Think about the bigger story that's happening here. On one hand, you have the disciples who are all trying to figure out who's number one, who's the biggest deal, who's the big shot in the gang. But on the other hand, you have Bartimaeus who comes to Jesus empty-handed and with an openness, just asking, begging for mercy. And Bartimaeus didn't just believe, but he calls out to Jesus. He didn't just sit there, but he went to Jesus with his need, not asking for awards or honors or the number one place, but just simply for the mercy and the gift of sight. And I wonder if maybe he's the one who truly sees. Sort of like my friend who's visually impaired, but yet his wife says he sees with his heart. Maybe Bartimaeus here in the story, maybe he's the one who really sees. So, sisters and brothers, I have a job for you this week, and it's this. Be Bartimaeus this week. See Jesus for who he is, just as Bartimaeus does. See him as our Lord and Savior. And come to Jesus with seeking mercy. Don't be James and John this week and the other disciples worrying about who gets the honors and the trophies and the recognition and all that. Don't be blind to who Jesus is and what Jesus is all about. But be like Bartimaeus, who comes to Jesus with a faith and an openness and a persistence. If you look at your own life and you wonder, what could be salvaged in your own life? We all have those moments, don't we, where you take a hard look at your own life and you say, there's a lot that needs fixing and what can be fixed here? If you wonder what can be repaired in your life, be Bartimaeus. Come to Jesus with the openness that Bartimaeus had, asking simply for Jesus' mercy and help. If you look at your own family and you look at the hurts that are there and the brokenness that's there, and every family has them, I know them, every family has their own brokenness and their own hurts and places where healing is needed. Come to Jesus like Bartimaeus, just boldly seeking only Jesus' mercy. If we look at our own church, at Hazelwood Christian Church, and this year we've been kind of asking ourselves the question of what is our way forward as a church? How do we journey into the future as a church? And we've had a long history as a church already, but we know this may be a time where we need a new history, a new vision before us. Maybe we need to come to Jesus with the same openness of faith that Bartimaeus had, with an openness just asking for Jesus' mercy, no longer seeking the awards or the prestige or wondering how impressive we are to the rest of the community, but with an openness of faith only asking for Jesus' mercy and Jesus' healing. And if we do that as a church, we might find there the new life, the healing that we need, just like Bartimaeus found. You see, sisters and brothers, here in this chapter, we've got two different approaches to Jesus. You've got James and John and the other disciples who are just looking for whatever prestige they think that Jesus can hand out to them. But we've also got Bartimaeus, who comes to Jesus with a bold openness, seeking only Jesus' mercy. Bartimaeus started the story blind, but maybe yet he's the one who saw and knew who Jesus was, and then was willing to come to Jesus with a boldness of faith. Maybe Bartimaeus is the one who sees. So, sisters and brothers, be like Bartimaeus. And if we are, we might hear Jesus saying to us too, "Your faith has made you well." Amen.